What's up, y'all? What's happening?
Devil's World SW Podcast. It's Wednesday,
y'all. What's happening?
Wednesday.
Welcome to another episode of SW Podcast. We are live in our virtual studio, and we are always happy to be with y'all. We are happy to see y'all, happy to fellowship with y'all, just to be in the same vicinity virtually. What's up, y'all? What's up, Queen?
Queen, nothing, chilling. It's Wednesday, another Wednesday, and this month of August is really flying by. So
already.
We'll be, what, the 15th? The 15th is what, Sunday?
Yeah. It's really flying.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. We just pawns in this world. We don't control anything. We just here to enjoy it and you know, and allow the time that we have here to be good. That's what we're here for.
Most definitely.
You know, I don't know what everybody else time for, but we are here to enjoy our time. And you know, just because for one, we don't know when our time ends, so we don't have time to be sitting around here being sad and you know,
oh, that's swoosh.
We don't got time for all that. We gotta just enjoy life and just, you know, get into it every day. Be doing something great every single day, whatever make you happy.
Look, you better enjoy it. You only live once. Now, if y'all done lived 2-3 times or you know somebody, please holler at me. What you doing that I ain't doing? Like, what is you doing that I ain't doing that you living 2-4 times?
That's right.
You didn't left. So, hey, what is different? You know, to each his own. But... Yeah.
It's Wednesday, though, y'all. And y'all, one thing we do is love Wednesday, and we are happy to have y'all here with us. We are happy just to be in the same area with y'all. So welcome. It's, what's today's date, Queen?
Today is the 11th, August the 11th, 2021. And shout out to all the kids with, you know, parents that had to get those kids out to school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know why Leon County got these kids going to school. I gotta take that back, because FAMU High, Florida High, and some of these private schools and stuff, they got their own districts.
Yeah, and
but I still don't know why Leon County got these kids going back to school on no Wednesday when they always went to school on Monday. Like, why?
Well, our kids actually used to go back on Tuesdays. Monday was always like a teacher planning day, so We normally go back Tuesday. This is really the first time we went back on a Wednesday. I didn't understand why either. But yeah. It's a little strange.
Yeah. And it's a lot going on. I read the article with Rocky Hannah and what he said about the mask mandate for the K-8 grade, and the governor talking about it, Vinny superintendent. You know, don't go by what he say, that they salary could be uphold and stuff. I'm like, what? Like, it ain't that serious. People try, look, let people have a choice if they want to wear masks or not.
Well, we're gonna get into that. Let me go on and drop this quote, because that's one of our freestyle on Wednesday topics, actually. Talk about the back to school situation and the vaccine. it's a rather intriguing situation to me.
I'ma just sit back and sip my juice.
Well, we're gonna jump into our quote. Our quote of the day is, everyone who is in your life is meant to be a part of your journey, but not all of them are meant to stay. Author unknown.
Now you already know how I feel about that. I always say you got expiration dates. You got expiration dates. I'm a firm believer. Me and Candy talked about this yesterday when I seen her, and we was talking about people being a part of your life. Mm-hmm. And I was telling, I say, you know, people, God had to really help. He had to just X people out my life. I see, I'm a lover.
Yeah.
If you my friend, or we connect in some type of way and we didn't got close, I didn't let you really let you into my circle. You don't supposed to be with me for a lifetime, but I want to take you with me for a lifetime, And God had to just remove people like with no question. And I'd be wondering like, well, what I done to them? It ain't, Candace, you ain't done nothing to them.
Right.
You was trying to hold on to them and take them with you. And I don't want them with you, right? You didn't got what you needed from them. It's time for them to go their way. Time for you to go your way. But that's hard for me. But people do have expiration dates. They do.
They do. They have expiration dates. And I'm a firm believer that everybody that, you know, you got time, you got rhyme and reason for people. Seasons. Sometimes people are seasonal people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is what it is. We got to take life not so serious all the time with everything. Like, when you sometimes, if you on a fun journey, those fun things are going to come to an end. So those fun people are going to come to an end as well. So, you know what I'm saying? So if you're on a biblical journey and then you just automatically, you got to, that means you got to let some of those people go who aren't on that journey. Mm-hmm. Those things happen. If you're on a health journey, you got to leave some people behind. Because that means you can't be visiting these bars. You can't be hanging out at all these heavy eating restaurants. Whatever you have going on in your life, you're going to eventually shed some people. You're going to shed some things. So I definitely believe that everyone who is in your life is meant to be a part of your life or a part of your journey, but they're not meant to stay.
No, they ain't there for that. They ain't there long term. They don't supposed to be there for that long term duration of your life. We grow 88, 99 years old together. You want them to be, especially them fun ones. You want them to be, but they just... And my grandmother always said that everybody's not going to be in your life forever. Yeah. Some people, they're going to come for a short moment. You're going to get what you need from them. They're going to get what they need from you. And it's going to be, that's going to be the end. And it's going to, they're just going to move on and you're going to move on too.
Yep. And that's that.
And you know, and I didn't let some people go out my life. And guess what? My mindset started changing, so I know that they had to go. When you start getting to become more when it comes down to your finances and not having that poverty mindset, that starts to change, and the people start to change around you, because you want to be around some people that you see them growing, not just spiritually, but as far as finances as well.
Right.
And I even seen that aspect of some of my friends, like they still was in that poverty mindset. And I'm just like, this ain't life.
Yeah.
Like, this is not life here. Like, it's if you find that, I'm not.
And if you, and again, you know, there's a rhyme or reason. We got to shed some people. And you know, you when you changing your financial aspect and outlook on things anyway, a lot of people that you had around are going to disappear. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of those people tend to have been more dependent on you in more aspects than anything. So, you know, it is what it is.
Sorry, appreciate you though.
Yeah. Now, and the quote of the day, I found it to be very perplexed when it comes to how certain people take this quote. Everybody don't look at it in the same way that it's written. They don't put a type of angle to make it less beneficial, because a lot of people don't like to be accountable. And I'm one, when it comes to certain things like that, just like you said a little bit, Queen, about you know, you're a lover, you don't know how to just let people go. Sometimes they just end up falling off, you know.
Yeah.
But now these days I've learned how to be a little bit more direct.
Yeah.
It depends on it, you know. Everything. Mm-hmm. That energy is important. So
you got to guard your energy.
Oh yes.
You got to guard your energy.
Yeah.
Most definitely you do.
Yeah. So that's our quote of the day, y'all. Everyone who is in your life is meant to be a part of your journey, but not all of them are meant to stay. Right?
Not at all.
That's that. Our fact of the day is going to be a little bit on the realm of a journey as well. We're going to talk a little bit about Phyllis Wheatley and a little bit of her journey. I'm going to run through it pretty quickly, but I'm going to definitely tell y'all about her real quick. The fact of the day is Phyllis Wheatley was only 12 when she became the first female African-American author published. Despite Phyllis' fame, we know surprisingly little about her early life. She was taken from her home in Africa when she was 7 or 8 and sold to the Wheatley family in Boston. The family taught her to read and write and encouraged her to write poetry as soon as they witnessed her talent for it. In 1773, Phyllis published her first poem, making her the first African-American to be published. She was only first African-American to be published, actually, not just the first African-American woman. And she was only 12 at the time. Her work was praised by high-ranking members of society, including perhaps most notable George Washington. Her writing made her famous throughout the colonies. Not long after her poems were published, the family that owned Wheatley emancipated her. Unfortunately, her life took a turn from there, especially after the deaths of many of the Wheatleys who had helped support her. She was stricken with poverty. The fame she earned from writing did little to sustain her husband and children. She fell ill and died at the age of 31.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's interesting about that and the reason why I'm chosen for the fact of the day is because journey. We're talking about the journeys that you have that you're on and the fact that, you know, there are going to be people in your life and out of your life. And they're in it for the journey, but not meant to stay. And yes. 31 years old.
That's young.
That's a young life. That's a young life.
And she had kids. She had a family, kids, husband, and to die at 31 years old, like, I can't imagine.
That's a young life, queen.
But she was successful at a young age, too.
Yeah.
So what she accomplished at her lifespan was short, but she accomplished so much in that lifespan.
However, it wasn't enough to sustain them.
Yeah.
Or I don't know how to really look at that, because I guess back then, she probably tried to utilize writing as an actual tool to get them through and not get a job. She probably was like a housewife and writing and stuff like that.
A nanny or something.
Yeah. But we knew
she still probably had to work for somebody.
She was emancipated and let go and led to be free. However, the issue wasn't the fact that she was free. It was the fact that she didn't have enough.
And she was still black. And that was what, 1770 something?
Yeah.
So like, but that's amazing though. Like, be 12 years old and you not the first black woman, but you the first black period.
To be published.
To be published. That's remarkable.
Yes, remarkable. I felt like her journey was definitely one of those that you don't know what life takes you through to get to where you're trying to go, type of journey, but it doesn't always mean you're going to get to where you're trying to go.
Yeah. She just made it. She made the pathway for everybody else, all the other authors that then came, all the other black authors that then came behind her. So she opened that door for them.
Yeah. Definitely.
And yeah, and it don't matter what age you is. 12 years old, come on now. What you was doing at 12?
Well, we know, our 12-year-old youth was totally different than youth back then. Because even now, with the way our children are being raised now, their youth is a lot different than how it was back then for us. So just imagine though, you're not raised out on going out playing and doing all of that mm-hmm. at that time. She was being sold at the age of 7 or 8. So now
and working with somebody
out of having to take care of people and, you know, have responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
At a young age. So that's 12. I just thought that was interesting. I thought her journey was interesting. I was like, oh, this is cool, right?
But what a journey.
What a journey.
And what a journey so for 31-year journey that she had.
That's what I was saying. To do so much in a 31-year time frame.
That's amazing.
I thought it was amazing. So, but yeah, we're going to jump into our Freestyle Wednesday. It's Freestyle Wednesday.
Y'all get ready. Y'all know we talk about any and everything on Freestyle Wednesday.
It's like a no filter kind of discussion. So if y'all got something y'all want to say in the comments, definitely drop it.
Please drop us a line or two or three or four or five, however many.
But, you know, if you got something you want to say about what we're talking about, or if we're not discussing something you want to hear, you just, it's that Wednesday, so we have time. So, but the first agenda for, well, it's kind of out of order, but we're going to talk about new things that's happening in the Black culture. And one of those things is that Black farmers are not being, they're being denied loans at higher rates than other farmers in the United States. So random issues, right? Black farmers are still left out at USDA. What the hell?
We're just gonna let y'all sit here and rot.
So 37% of Black applicants were denied. 37% of Black applicants last year for the one program that would allow them to pay for land equipment repairs. Though only 37% were approved out of 100% that applied. Out of the 100% that applied for white applicants, 71% were approved. And they said, so the farmers feel like this. They're like, it reveals the fact of the matter is that it doesn't matter if we're getting the money and the aid from the president and all of that. What matters is that we're still being denied.
Yeah.
Everything, all the aid and what the services that we can get due to the fact that we still Black farmers.
That's crazy, man. That is so crazy.
And that's on political.com. And it's an interesting situation because we know that what the hell does the color of your skin got to do with the crop and the cattle and the production?
Nothing. Because if it did, all them years ago you had us as slaves, you was fine with it.
Because it was free labor.
Mm-hmm.
And now they don't want to even penetrate the system just a little bit more to allow these farmers to still be able. They trying to, you know, it's a sustainable thing. Resourcing and doing farming is healthier living. Now, the issue to me is that a lot of farmers and a lot of Black farmers are leaning more toward the natural products in their farming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're not willing to do things that are going to place harm and danger to people, it look like they ain't willing to send no money your way.
Mm-mm. We don't need you to be trying to make your community and it healthy and stuff like that. We don't want y'all to be healthy.
To do that.
Mm-mm. That's too much like right.
Right.
That's too much like right. But that's the same as you going to the doctor and you asking them to check my vitamin D levels and they like, what you need that for? Because I want to know so I can see what I need to do as far as my immune system with all this that's going on.
And it's so much going on.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so people really just trying to be a little bit more self health conscious. And you know,
and they should be like people. People want to live longer. People want to be able to be active a little bit longer than their parents and grandparents was active.
And the and about that is, it, Queen, is that if there were, if it was just a little bit more understanding of teaching the health aspect of things, if there was a little bit more of the teaching the health situation, it would be a lot less issues with us having issues with health. Like our the easiest thing for us is for us to go and buy something quick, and that's going to be more painful on our body in the long run, because of the simple fact that we know that it's cheaper. We can't. We'll use the the excuse or the ideology that if we have to spend more on the food, we'll just rather spend less to eat what's cheaper. I can't go out and spend $12 on a healthier meal when I know I can go and spend $5 on something that,
I can get 3 meals off that $12.
Well,
it's so sad.
But even with now, my thing is for the people who do have access to food stamps and farm shares and all of that, you do have the opportunity to eat healthier. And a lot of people like that's ending up in these hospitals, like we saw seeing today on the thing you sent. A lot of these people that's in these hospitals are more so people who are obese, have health issues. They're not eating healthy enough. It's just a lot. They're not either taking care of their bodies or, doing the things that they should be doing, so that having these issues or ending up being hospitalized. Because if we use some of the actual production and the healthier things, we wouldn't have so many risks with our health. We really would.
Yeah. And we was farmers. Our people was farmers. Our family members was farmers.
Hey, that's Siobhan.
But it's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, eat healthy really doesn't cost as much as you really, if you look at it, it really don't cost that much. Mm-hmm. It really don't. And it's so many different meals that you can actually make for little or nothing.
For real. And a lot of them be like, you can do a lot with the cabbages, with
squash, spinach. It's a lot. Even just all of us like collard greens. I can't say all, some. Like your greens, your turnips, your cabbages, your all of that stuff. Your green peppers, red, all the colors of the peppers. It's a lot of different dishes that you can actually do that's healthier.
Yeah.
And it won't have you all sluggish, because this fast food and all that stuff have you sluggish.
I saw a lady today at Publix walking with a cane, hurting bad, trying to get to that little scooter that they can ride in.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, when I said, "You okay?" She said, "My leg hurts so bad." And I'm looking at her, and she's, she's a heavier set woman. So I see that she's struggling, and the pain and the weight from her knees, from her body, is putting extra pressure on her knees.
Yeah.
But when I tell you that lady was wore out, she almost broke the little cart when she landed.
Wow.
She was wore out from walking from her car to
the inside of the Publix to get on the scooter.
Wasn't even on the inside. The scooter was parked on the outside. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Siobhan.
I'm telling you, like, it's really the unhealthiness. So it's a lot of things that people aren't doing health-wise that they could be doing that would expedite a lot of the issues from being so jacked up. You won't be so jacked up. You'll be a whole lot healthier just because you're living healthier, you're doing healthier things, you're making healthier decisions. Your sleep gonna get better just because you're healthier.
And that's what's important too. A lot of people not getting enough rest, and you really need that. You really need that sleep. Mm-hmm. But people can't, you know, some people can't wind down. Some people mind still racing and still on overload, even while they sleep. They self, you know, your self-conscious is still going.
It's still going.
That's why I say that going back to what we talked about with the meditation and all of that stuff, meditating from at night and just really getting into a mode that you meditate and you trying to really just clear your mind so you can actually get the proper sleep that you need.
Right.
Right. And that has a lot the proper sleep that you need has a lot to do with your health as well. And it can bring on diseases and all of that too, because you're not getting the proper rest you need. And then on top of you ain't even eating right. Look, we already know that's trouble for disaster. We already know. We see it. We got family members.
Every day.
So but it does not cost that much to eat healthy. It does not. It does not. You got to get out that mindset of thinking that. Because once you try some of these good these healthy dishes, you'd be like, man, I should have been on this long time ago. But it's all about the mindset, though. That's where it started. It's all about the mindset. Because I eat a burger every now and then. But beef, pork, I barely have. I don't even buy it.
Well, I know one thing. Consummation of a lot of things definitely mean a lot. If you what you consume and what you put in your body definitely guides how your temple reacts to certain things. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, y'all bear with me for a second because we got some bad weather over here.
Yeah, it's weather. The rain. It's starting to rain outside.
Yeah, and the power clicked off and clicked right back on. So you know how that. How tally weather is. We in Florida.
We got all these trees in Tallahassee.
Rainy here one second and sunny the next. So sorry about that. But yeah, what I was saying was, let me get back to my good space. So I was trying to mention my oven. Am I breaking up a lot?
I can hear you clearly. Your picture is frozen, but other than that, like I can hear you good.
Okay. Well, that's fine if the picture frozen. I don't care about that. So yeah, but knowing that the black farmers are affected by the dollars and being able to produce quality foods in the world and give stuff to their own communities, that's really that's another form of racism and discrimination. That's country. So it further lets you know that there's still a big divide. People try to brush racism to the side and push it to the side and like it really don't exist. And it truly does.
Yes, it does.
On a daily basis. Why are farmers having to struggle with production of food just because they're black?
That's crazy.
None of that don't make no sense. None of that.
The world we live in.
If y'all want to read that article, it's on politico.com. It's talking about black farmers. It's an article from July 2021 this year, definitely.
Okay.
So it's talking about all the different grants and loans and opportunities that have been given to farmers too that are part of the USDA and the dollar and what the funding would have allowed them to do and what the funding would have allowed them to provide to continue running their businesses and providing these resources to the United States. However, again, out of the 100% of black applicants that have been applying to these programs, only 37% have been getting approved to get this funding, which then limits where the production and the quality of the food is coming from. So it's something to think about. And it's amazing that civil rights are giving such a low ball value too sexual in this country. Every other right has a stigmatized number and rate at a high proportion of support.
Queen. She done froze up. The weather in Tallahassee, she has froze up. But I hope all of this is very crazy. It's very crazy. And I want to know, I didn't read the article that Queen. Queen, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I had my Wi-Fi had came back, so I turned it back on with my data, and I knew it was going
to
freeze.
And I want, okay, so I'm going to have to go check out the article.
I'll send it to you.
Because I know a lot of things have that people, I know sometimes it be paperwork because you didn't fill out the paperwork the correct way and different stuff like that. But come on, people, like only 37% out of 100, really?
And that, and none of them, it don't say definitely that the reasons for denial has anything to do with the paperwork. You know, it's not going to tell you. If it was work involved, it'll definitely say they weren't filling it out correctly. They weren't doing this. They're not going to give a reason because they can't justify discrimination. They can't.
Yeah.
So it just looks as if it just looks as if we're pushing to the side that there that racism goes in. It's happening in other realms and other dynamics. It's not just in schools. It's not just in jobs and employment. It happens in whether you get approved for stimulus dollars or grants and things.
Yeah.
And you run in the same type of businesses as these other farmers and corporations, but you having to go through all this red tape.
It's not fair. And it ain't gonna never be fair.
How you doing, Pink Ed? It's not.
Yes, Shay. That's Pinky though. That's Pinky, but that's Shay.
I got.
No, you didn't call them. You hey, look, that's our government name sitting up there on the screen. There, that's our government name sitting over there.
I ain't want to call her Shay.
The Tallahassee people call her Shay. Well, she Pinky in Fort Meade and everybody that know her, but she's Shay in Tallahassee. That's what everybody called her when she lived in Tallahassee with Shay.
What's going on, Shay, since I met you
you met her as Pinky.
Yeah. I met you as Pinky. So Pinky, what's going on, Pinky? What's going on?
Oh my God. But yeah, that y'all, something got to give though. Something.
Well, we just know that we just got to stop being blind
and
put stuff to the side and stop allowing things to retake our focus. Because, okay, even just throwing out another thing, this whole thing with the DaBaby situation.
Look, that there, I'm so sick of them people. I'm sick of all of them people. I'm just sick. Because he said undercover. Oh, y'all need to be called out if you're undercover. That's what I say.
And whatever, like, people have said worse things. And my only issue is that we so worried about what DaBaby said on his stage, but y'all don't give a damn about what he's talking about in his lyrics.
At all.
Y'all don't care he's talking about fucking bitches.
Killing
niggas. Fucking hoes. Y'all don't care about none of that. He could talk down and demolish the black culture, but as soon as he speak and say something about men sucking penis in the alleyways.
Oh, y'all out here, put your lighters up if you're undercover out there sucking man meat in the parking lot. That is a thing. Look, child, look. Just listening to it, I was just like, really? But I mean, and no offense to what I don't even know all the initials, and excuse me because I don't want nobody to be offended. But you know, it's you say something and it's just like, man, you get attacked. You get attacked. Like everything, Y'all was fine, like the thing that I sent you today. Y'all was fine sponsoring him when he was saying all this other stuff about his own people.
That's what it
but
is.
But when he says something about the LGBT community, which he really did say, because he said to all y'all undercovers out there in the parking lot sucking man meat. Well, you know, he said. He's saying y'all undercovers. He's talking about y'all heterosexuals that's out here acting like you hard and you man, I won't get down like that. But you over here in the alleyway. That's what I took from it. That's what I took from it. I could be wrong. I don't know, but y'all just got mad because some of y'all, he really called that because you over there in the alleyway, but you supposed to be.
And the worst part about it, dog, so many of us be jumping on board with that mess, dog. Like, we care. Like, oh, y'all really, well, who gives a damn what the baby said on stage? To be perfectly honest, I don't.
Why the hell are you listening to him anyway?
Right. Like, well, okay, so now and they don't listen to him. They don't. That's the thing. That's another thing. They ain't listening to that damn man. What it is that they simply just want something to talk about. Because y'all don't listen to that man. Now, they done made this a worldwide spectacle, and now black people all on board with it. I said, man, shut up.
Look, I didn't heard of the baby, but I don't even know if I really even heard some of his music until that came up. And I was like, who the hell is this? I had to ask I had to go ask my kids about this stuff.
I know.
And then I started reading the stuff and then when I watched E's show and was reading the stuff that he had then posted, I was like, man, that's full of crap. That's full of crap. This is what y'all, everything that's going on in the world, and this the shit y'all talking about.
Man, they get out of proportion. They taking that man money and everything, but that's what you get when you go to depending on the white entertainment industry to be your
dad. Falling. If you would have stayed true to your people, you wouldn't be probably going through what you're going through.
Bro, you just selling them people out in that rap, and then like, okay, you could do it for entertainment purposes. That's cool. Say your piece, but don't go to apologize to all these other organizations.
You ain't apologize to your own people.
No, you ain't say I don't really feel like that for my own people. It's just entertainment. No, you really out here living that life.
Pretty much.
So it's really bad for people, but I do just think it's something that we stop jumping behind. If they feel a certain type of way, them feel a certain type of way. Them be in charge of the words. That stop jumping on the board to tank on people all the time.
Every time them people tell y'all something, y'all jumping on board with them people. Every time them people say, well, they right. Well, you weren't saying that they was right when you was over there twerking in the club talking about the baby.
Right.
Child, please. Thank you for my old, shout out to all my old school hip hop fans. That's why I listen to that old school hip hop. I like some of this new stuff, but some of this stuff is half of y'all lying anyway. Half of y'all lying. Half of y'all ain't even live the life of being out there in them streets and stuff. So, child, please. Go on to the next subject, because see, they about that bull crap, Queen. Oh, that's that bull crap.
So the next topic, y'all believe that the lack of black participation in the vaccine has much to do with the racistic past and black people not trusting people in this country. Do we think it's, and they went more into detail about like this issue, you know, how they were in black people with syphilis back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And how they saying, So for so many people to be, the reason why this article came to my mind was, for one, black people in certain areas are lower declined in getting the shot, but they're not and getting the vaccine. They're not lower decline for the purposes of them not wanting the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Because white people are and other races are making appointments in their communities, which is limiting them from getting it. So
wow.
Does want it because, you know, white people areas are packed with people.
Mm-hmm. Getting it.
They're finding out areas in the black neighborhoods that they can go and get the vaccines, and they're making appointments at a 50% higher rate black people
than the black people in that community.
So it's not, so I wouldn't say that there's a lack of black people getting the vaccine. I think that they try to paint that picture as that. I don't give a get it or who don't get it, to be honest. What I paid attention to this story was for the simple fact that why is this a publicized fucking thing now? Why are we having to go around? Why y'all put y'all Facebook profiles? Why are y'all, oh, I got the
I don't get that part either. Oh, I got vaccinated. I don't get that part. I don't get that part. Because you wouldn't be on there talking about I got cancer. Or I got AIDS, or I got hepatitis, or I got syphilis. You wouldn't be on there saying all of that.
Say you positive for it, but lately, been going here about everything. They posting when they get COVID. They posting when they over it. They posting this. I was like, what we at? We really in a show me? We in a show me time.
Child, I don't care. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. If you get vaccinated, you get vaccinated. If you don't, you don't. Just wear your damn mask.
And that ain't doing nothing.
Mm-mm.
Keep people from breathing on each other, which is needed too, because there's some nasty people out here now.
Like, oh, what?
Because they confused about all this.
It's crazy because people like debating, getting hard down. Mad and upset with people because they don't want to wear the mask or they don't want to get vaccinated or they got vaccinated. And I'm just like, what is the issue? Y'all weren't fighting in 2019 about who got the damn flu shot. So, like,
I won't worry about when polio, when people was falling out because of polio and all that. Man, let people alone.
Yeah, let people live their lives and let people make the decision what they want to make the decision about when it comes down to them and their family, their lives, their health, and all of that. It's their choice.
Honestly.
But, I mean, they ride her queen like hard down debating.
Started telling our medical information. I thought that was a violation.
That is a HIPAA violation.
I really thought that was a violation of HIPAA queen. I'm blown away. I don't like living here no more.
Look, let me tell you this. The company that I contract for with my nursing work pays the patients, the clients is calling, asking them which one of your nurses are they vaccinated. I don't want nobody to come to my house if they're not vaccinated. Well, they was like, well, we can't give you that information to tell you who vaccinated and who's not vaccinated. We can ask our contractors if they vaccinate, but they don't have to tell us if they don't want to tell us. And 9 times out of 10, if you telling me you want someone that's vaccinated, I don't have a contractor nurse out here that's vaccinated. You and your family are going to have to take care of whoever your family member is. And half of these people that I contract with and this nursing thing, a lot of them wealthy, they feel like they entitled and they feel like their children or their children feel like they, I can't take care of mom and dad. We need to pay somebody to come do this. But you want somebody vaccinated, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get somebody that's not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to take care of that family member yourself.
Can't make nobody. That's why they went out on their own, because they don't have to follow no of what you want them to follow. And
that part.
Honestly, really against human rights for people to be doing asking some of these questions. It's really illegal.
It's a HIPAA violation.
It's illegal for this government alone to be trying to force vaccinations on people right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
Emergency. What does that say? It's an emergency. What do you call that thing? An EU, the EU order or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's something, some type of, the reason why they approved this vaccination is clearly due to the fact that it was an emergency order for it. And that doesn't regulate whether or not it's approved FDA-wise. As still as we know, it's not even FDA approved. So,
but FDA pushed, they pushing it.
Well.
So it's like.
You can, the FDA been put, that ain't been the FDA. I thought that was the CDC.
That's the CDC. But come on, FDA and CDC.
They don't the FDA ain't doing their regulation for that because they're going to see what the outcome of this is going to do. They're not going to just stand behind us. The FDA don't even regulate right anything. So we
know, well, we know that.
Damn shit at there and say, hey, it's FDA approved. We should be very, because it's, you know, things we need. People need to have choices in the matter of what is to enter their body or not enter their body. It should not be regulated by the government.
It shouldn't. I agree with you on that. It should. It really should. It really, really should.
Give it.
But that's the world we living in.
Ain't no pro-choice over here.
Mm-mm. You gonna do it or you're not gonna do it? What?
Yep.
But it's just such a debate, and they getting on my nerves on this social media occasions. I'm about to put my thing on automatic posts because the people really getting on my nerves.
The other day I said, after the show today, I'm probably gonna go doing a 7-day.
Yeah. Because it's crazy. I mean, people posting they cards, everything. I'm like, they even got the, what's the thing for your profile picture?
I saw that. I'm telling you, the thing that say I'm vaccinated.
Why?
Because I guess they're trying to make themselves feel better about it, but in trying to make the people who are not or who choose not to make them feel bad. Because I seen somebody put up a post, a lady posted in the Tallahassee Democrat. On a page, like they had an article up there where this lady said, I'm vaccinated, my child, and we still got COVID from somebody else who was vaccinated. And we guessing that the person they got it from was not vaccinated. So my thought was, you need to focus on if you got it from somebody that was vaccinated, you need to think about that.
Yeah.
If vaccinations are not allowing you to not get the damn disease, what's the purpose of you being vaccinated? Oh, because they said you can't die from it. Who says?
Because people are dying even if they're vaccinated.
Who says? Who says?
Just like you got the people was getting the flu shot. I never had a flu shot. Just like people were getting the flu shot, but they were still dying. So it's just like, we don't know when we gonna go. We don't know the time. We don't know the place. And if COVID was gonna take you out, I hate to be, I don't mean to be blunt, but that's just what's gonna take you out.
That's just what it is.
And it ain't nothing we could do about it. Only thing you can do is try to take care of yourself, build your immune system up. If you're gonna get vaccinated, then you get vaccinated. If you're not, you're not. And just be with that. But don't be trying to push your opinion and how you feel off on other people trying to make them feel bad.
That's all.
That's what I don't like that. And you don't need to do that.
Mm-mm.
You do not need to do that. Look, let people live their lives. Let them live their best lives with it or without it. It's their life. You live yours. See, mind, that's why you touch your nose and mind your business and turn your head down the way and keep walking. Keep walking.
But anywho, y'all, that's our Freestyle Wednesday for today. Just want to give y'all a little insight of some of the things that are going on. And I do want y'all to go check up on that. Go read up on that about that Black farmers though.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Are in a rural area and you are affected by something like that, make sure, let them know just to keep applying and making sure that they are trying to get the benefits that they need. Because it's hard out here for Black people, y'all. It's hard.
And it might get even harder. So.
Yes, my.
Hey, it's Wednesday, y'all. You know, it's SW Podcast. We appreciate y'all for joining in, tuning in, following us, all the feedback. Y'all already know we on this summer podcast tour. Our last and final destination is ATL again. They love us up there in the ATL. So we appreciate y'all. We will be here in Tallahassee this Friday for the Divas Day Out. So I'll post that on the we'll be posting it. Y'all just check it out. Follow the
It'll be on the podcast page as well as page on her queen page. So y'all check that out. I'll definitely have stories. I think we shared it once or twice, but in the stories, and we'll actually just post it. So y'all can see what it is. But we'll be out. When we post it, we'll make sure we have the theater that we'll be at. But it's for the new Aretha Franklin movie.
Yes. So, and I think that's gonna be good. Like I can see Jennifer Hudson, and I'm happy she is the one playing this role.
Right.
I'm really happy she's the one playing this role. And from just the commercial clips, I think it's gonna be good. Look, because she got that voice, so I know she really singing them songs. So you know, like, we appreciate y'all. Like, SW Podcast, ATL, we'll see y'all on the 22nd. So y'all get ready. Like, we appreciate everybody from Tampa, Fort Meade, Jacksonville, Atlanta, and back to Atlanta again, and even here in Tallahassee this weekend. Like, y'all, we appreciate it. We done got a lot of feedback, a lot of good things. People have been saying positive. We'll take the negative too, but you know, the good always outweighs the bad. Because we don't focus on the negativity. Yeah. We continue to move up and talk positive. So, SW Podcast.
Everything. We want to hear everything. But good feedback is always good feedback.
Definitely.
For all of y'all who are subscribed to our channel, make sure y'all post, repost, reshare, let people know to get involved and jump on here. We got a lot in store for y'all. As Queen said, we'll be back at ATL. We got some wonderful people who we're going to have on that next portion.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to getting with all of them, getting y'all some footage. And then after the promo tour is over, we have this wonderful promo video that we're going to put out.
That came
what we did, how we did it, who we talked to. It's going to be a dynamic video. We cannot wait to share that with y'all and just, you know, let y'all keep seeing what we got going on. Cause it gets greater. It gets greater.
Better and better and better. And shout out to Freedom Train
Network.
Shout out to everybody that's a part of the Freedom Train Network. Patrick and Joe, we salute y'all. Appreciate y'all.
I'll check all our other podcasts on Freedom Train Network. FreedomTrainRadio.com is where you'll find all that info and where you'll find Shelby's World Podcast as well. As well, all the haps of what's going on with Freedom Train. How you can get involved. It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. We got a lot going on in the Black entertainment world when it comes to podcasting and doing things in our communities and stuff. So just stay tuned. Stay tuned. We appreciate it.
You better. Are you gonna miss it? Jump on the train and let's ride.
Bye, y'all. We love y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day. We'll catch y'all back in it and say y'all great. Do great things, and don't forget to love yourself.
Peace.